Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Stop crying, you're on holiday. Honestly, what a scream. It's the biggest laugh I've had since my mum set the mousetrap and caught me granddad's big toe.
Funny boy. Either stop that silly giggling or get out of my bedroom.
What's that you've got round your middle?
You know very well it's my new miniskirt.
Well, I'll bet it looks better on Minnie than it does on you.
You little horror. I'll smack you in a minute.
You can't hit me. I'm on my holiday.
You'll be on a stretcher in a minute.
Oh, hello, ma'am. Isn't our Susan nice?
All right, that'll do. Are you all packed and ready for off, Susan?
Yes, Mother, all packed and ready for 2 lovely weeks' holiday in the lakes. The only thing I'm sorry about is that in a fortnight's time, I'll be coming back home again.
I know how you feel, Susan. I'll be sorry you're coming back home again as well.
Look, if you're going to start being rude to Susan, you'll spend the next fortnight at home.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I won't do it again.
Right, well, watch it. I had enough trouble with your granddad this morning. All that grumbling about the cost of the holiday just before he went off to the bank.
I know, I heard him. All this fuss and expense. Just to stay at some toughy-nosed hotel. And we'll have to stay there now, Jim. They've got my £10 deposit. I know where he'd like to spend his 2 weeks' holiday.
Where?
In a brewery.
Very funny. Oh, is your granddad back yet, Susan?
Yes, he's still in his bedroom packing his suitcase. I hope he doesn't hold us up when Alfie gets here with his cousin's car. It's a long drive to Lakeside Village.
Well, I'd better give him a hand. Oh, it's all right, he's here. Have you finished packing your case, Father?
Aye, after wrestling with it for half an hour. No wonder it wouldn't close the stuff that was in it.
Well, it's no good trying to pack too many things in it.
Well, I've just taken a few things out that I found under my shirts.
As long as they're things you can manage without.
Oh, I can manage without these. A pair of shorts, a pea shooter, frogman's flitters, and a death ray gun.
Case, Grandad.
That's his fishing tackle. He uses the flippers to chase after him, the pea shooter to stun him, and the death ray gun to finish him off.
All right, funny boy. I've taken your stuff out of my case and put it on my table.
Oh, but my case is full, Grandad. I've no room in it.
No, well, neither have I. Just leave my suitcase alone. I'm away out on an errand, Pat.
Where are you going, Father? We'll be leaving soon.
Well, I forgot to cancel the papers. I won't be long.
Oh, yes. Well, don't forget, Grandad. Alfie'll be here soon.
I'll be back by the time that ninny's here.
Yeah, hello, anybody in?
Too late, Grandad. The ninny's arrived. Come up, Alfie. Susan's up here in the bedroom.
Oh, sad, Jimmy. Yeah, you want to get a light on these stairs? It isn't out.
Oh, look at stuff, out of my way.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair. I was going to see Susan in bed. With Jimmy, I mean. Not in it. He has his own bed. But he shouted, come up, Alfie, because she's up there. So I'm going. Hello, he's gone.
Oh, Susan. I'm going downstairs. Your granddad said he'd turn the gas and water off, but I bet he's forgotten. He's just not with it this morning.
I'll come down as well, Mother. I want to ring Mary Thomas before we leave. See you downstairs, Alfie.
You're right, yeah, Susan. It's a lovely day to start the holiday, Jim. I'm all ready for off, Luke.
Yeah, so I see. T-shirt, blue jeans, rucksack. Hey, that's half empty.
Yeah, I know. But I don't believe in taking too much stuff. You know what they say? He travels fastest who has a light. No, I mean, he travels lightest who has a fast.
You mean he's on a diet?
Yeah, no. He's the lightest traveller.
Why, what does he weigh?
Nothing. It's a saying, you twit. And stop tugging at my rucksack.
Sorry, Alfie, I just wanted to borrow it.
Yeah, well, it's managed to ask. What for?
To put some things in to help us enjoy ourselves in the lakes. Me granddad's left them on his table and he might, forget them.
Yeah, oh, of course, yeah. Your mum said he'd be forgetting things this morning. Yeah, it's his age, you know.
What about it?
Well, when you get to his age, you get past it.
Past what?
You know, but when people get older, well, they forget things because the brain's a lot slower.
Oh, I see. Well, come on with that rucksack.
Yeah, right, Jimmy. Yeah, it's sad when people forget things because their brains can't work properly.
I know. Hey, it's a long way up there, Alfie. I looked on the map. How many gallons did you put in?
You what?
Petrol in the car. How much did you put in?
Oh, right, none. I forgot all about the petrol.
Yes, it's sad when people forget things because the brain doesn't work properly. yours doesn't work at all. It's always on strike.
Hey, you shut up and hurry up and get my rucksack packed. Then I can take it down with me when I go for the petrol. And then we can all get on our way. I thought that as soon as I got back, we could get started, Susan.
Well, I'm sorry, Alfie, but there's no point in going now. This has happened.
Oh, heck. Has your granddad no idea where he might have lost holiday money?
No, he's been several errands. He could have dropped it anywhere. He just can't remember.
I know. I said to Jimmy, he's old and passed his brain on it. He's at his best. Because it won't work. He doesn't. He's retired. Has he phoned the police?
Yes, but nothing's happened yet.
Well, no wonder he's in a bad temper.
He was in a worse one when he rang the hotel to cancel the reservations. He can't have his £10 deposit back.
What, you mean they're keeping it?
Go on, you young scamp. Go on, get out.
No, it's not fair to take it out on Jimmy, Father.
Well, it's bad enough losing my wallet without his comical suggestions for trying to find it.
All I said was, how many pubs did you go in this dinner time? Slinking, bad-tempered Scottish bull. I was only trying to help. Shouting at me like that. I hope he gets slugs in his rhubarb again.
Yeah, hello, Jimmy. Oh, I'm sorry about all this.
So am I. The holiday's off. And after I've been awake every night planning and scheming how to spend all your money.
Come on, Father. Your granddad wants a word with you, Jimmy.
Oh, well, if it's the one I think it is, I'm not supposed to hear it.
Jimmy. Well, look, son, I'm sorry I lost my temper, you just know.
Hello, trying to get round me.
Well, I'm sorry for what I said, Jim.
And we owe you an apology as well, Alfie.
Yeah, what for?
Well, for borrowing your cousin's car and all for nothing.
Yeah, I better take it back to him. Ian, I've just thought, he won't have to be mad.
Why's that, Alfie?
Well, he keeps his caravan near Lakeside Village on a farm and he won't be using it again this summer, so I said I'd fetch it back with us.
Well, would you have been able to do that, Alfie?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've got a tow bar fixed to my back bumper.
We thought it was just the way your trousers hung.
Be quiet, Jimmy. Alfie, if your cousin's not using his caravan, is it empty at the moment?
Yeah, empty? Oh, no.
Oh, pity.
No, yeah, it's full of furniture.
I was meaning, couldn't we borrow it?
What for? You've got plenty of furniture already, haven't you?
Alfie, Grandad means, is it big enough for someone like, well, us?
Now, let me see. There's two big double beds.
Hey, we could sleep in it.
Be quiet, Jimmy. Would it hold all of us then, Alfie?
Well, when I say big beds, they're three-quarter size. But they'll take four normal people.
Well, Alfie, where are you going to sleep?
Well, he's got a tent in the caravan.
Why, does the roof leak?
No, he keeps the tent in it, but I used it once when I went up with him and the family. And hey, Mr. Sinclair, I've just had a brilliant idea. Why don't I ask my cousin if we could borrow the caravan?
Hey, why didn't I think of that, Alfie?
Tell him about his brain, Alfie.
Ah, because you passed it. You forget it doesn't work. I'll ask my cousin, shall I?
No, just a minute, Alfie. You still need money for a holiday, Father. And you've lost ours, remember?
Well, not all of it, Mother. You still have that housekeeping money you've put on one side.
Yes, but it isn't enough for a fortnight's holiday. Well, not for all of us.
Well, I know. Let's leave our Susan at home.
You behave yourself, will you? Look, Susan, that money's only an average week's housekeeping.
Well, but that's all you'd need, because I've got some spending money for us, and the food's dirt cheap, because he gets it off Farmer Bradshaw. Yeah, and he won't want anything for using his caravan.
Well, what about it, Pat? We haven't unpacked. Alfie's still got the car. Why don't we chance it for a week?
Well, if Alfie can fix it, it would be a pity to waste all this good weather. All right, then.
Oh, smashing, Mother. We'll have a wonderful week.
Oh, there you are, Pat. That's the lamp lit.
And what a poor light it gives. If you didn't know it was there, you'd need another lamp to find it. How's the unpacking going, Susan?
Oh, all right, but there's not much room in this cupboard. I don't know where we'll put everything.
Oh, we'll find somewhere. The main thing is we're here. We'll have a wonderful week in this caravan, Pat.
I wish I could share your confidence. That kettle's a long time boiling, and I'm dying for a cup of tea.
Well, no wonder it's not boiling. There's no gas.
Well, there was. I remember lighting it.
It runs off a gas bottle. It must be empty.
Oh, no. That's all I need.
No. Don't panic, Pat. You know what Alfie said. We can always get another one from Farmer Bradshaw. Shall I pop up to the farmhouse?
You can do, but I'm warning you. You don't know your way up that lane. It's getting dark. We don't want you falling in a ditch. Well, not while you're sober, anyway.
No, that'll do. I'll be all right. I'll use that torch I brought with me. By the way, where is it?
Well, Jimmy and Alfie borrowed it. Alfie said he couldn't see to put the tent up properly.
He could have put it up in broad daylight if he hadn't got lost, bringing us up here.
Oh, now, be fair, Pat. Alfie didn't do so bad, considering he didn't know the road.
Well, he should know it now, the number of times he went over it. 3 times through the same village. I bet they thought we were bank robbers spying out the land.
Oh, look now, Pat. I know this isn't the sort of holiday you'd planned, and I know you're annoyed with me for losing that money.
Go on, Father. You're dead right up to now.
This caravan's very nice and comfortable. It's near Lakeside Village. We can get plenty of food from the farmer.
And I can spend all week cooking it.
Exactly. Oh, you talk to her, Susan. I'm away up to the farm in a minute or two. I'll just pop out for the torch and see how they're getting on with putting up that tent.
Me bring news from land of white man, Hug.
Oh, we're Indians now, are we?
Me, Indian chief, Hug. You, Payface. Susan, Bucketface.
Oh, do we have to put up with this?
You no stay, Hug. Indian brave, Alfie Hall in the head, wants squaw to go to his wigwag, Hug.
What for?
Hug.
All right, Jimmy. Does Alfie really want Susan?
Yes, I told you he's got a hole in the head.
You won't have a head at all if you don't stop being cheeky.
Well, what was the news you brought from the land of the white man?
White man farmer say, when sun goes up do we catch him hen food, cow juice, and plenty buffalo.
You are?
Oh, tomorrow morning we can buy eggs, bacon, and milk.
Oh, well, that's good.
Did you and Alfie get the tent up all right? Because I wanted the torch.
Cool, get it up. It was going up and down like a lift. First, he didn't screw the tent pole together properly, so it fell on his head. Then he forgot to tighten the guy rope, so the tent pole fell on his head again. Then he tightened the ropes, the pole stayed up, but Alfie tripped and fell on his own head.
Is he all right?
You're joking. He hasn't been right since the first time he fell on his head. When the stork dropped him.
Don't talk like that.
Oh, Fatty, he is a bit of an innie, you must admit.
Anyway, the tent's fixed now, so I'll take my blankets, Mount, Mum.
They're over there, son. Now, you sure you'll be all right sleeping in that tent?
Oh, of course. All the tent pegs are hammered in tight now. I did them while Alfie held them. Oh, that reminds me what I came in for. Have you got some sticking plaster for Alfie's thumb? Oh, no. He snores on his back, he snores on his side, he snores on his tummy. I think I'll try putting his head in a bucket. Oh, heck. It's like sleeping in a sawmill. Oh, that does it. The sawmill's closing down.
What was that? Hey, what are you doing in my bed?
My name is Goldilocks. And I'd have got more rest if I'd slept with Father Bear.
But you were in the tent with Alfie.
No, there wasn't room for the three of us.
Three of you?
Yeah, me, Alfie, and a blooming big cow. She pushed her head in the tent and started licking Alfie's face while he was asleep. She started to giggle and said, "Stop it, Susan."
And Minnie, he called it Susan. It's a good job she didn't hear him.
She did. She went crackers.
What did she say?
She said, "Moo." And then she kicked the tent down. So I came in here with you. I left the cow to come and sleep with a grunter.
All right, now don't be cheeky, Jimmy.
Oh, I see you're awake, Father.
Aye, thanks to your son here.
Jimmy, what are you doing here? I thought you were with Alfie.
No, I left when Alfie brought a cow into the tent to sleep.
Brought a cow into the tent?
Yeah, the thing some people will do to get a pint of fresh milk.
Oh, take no notice, Pat. A cow knocked the tent over, so Jimmy came in here.
Well, if the tent's down, where's Alfie sleeping?
The cow probably took him back to the barn.
Father, there's somebody lying in the back of the car out there.
If he doesn't got horns, it's Alfie.
Well, what's he doing in the car?
It's a long story, Susan. Now, make a cup of tea, love, and we'll tell you later.
That's what I've been trying to do for the last 10 minutes. That stove's hopeless. I'll never get a meal cooked on it.
All right, I'll get up and have a look at it.
There's something wrong with the wash basin as well. The water just trickles out. And there's a shocking draught near our bed.
Yes, and that clothes cupboard is absolutely damp. If we hang our things in there, we'll get pneumonia.
All right. If you'll get out of here while I get dressed, I'll see what I can do about everything.
There's no cause for you to get annoyed, Father. It's not our fault we're in the caravan.
I know, my dear, I know. Look, I'm sorry I lost the money and we aren't staying at that hotel. I'll do everything I can to make it up to you. But it's no good just complaining. We've got to make the best of things.
Yes, we've got to enjoy ourselves, even if we're miserable.
Exactly. Oh, don't you start.
What do you mean? I'm on your side. The money's lost, so it's no use moaning about it.
You're quite right, son. It's no use crying over spilt milk.
That's what I said to Alfie when he fell over the cow.
You are? Well, what do you want to know that for?
I'm writing to Ozzy about our holiday. Oh, I'll put two. It won't matter, he can't read anyway.
You don't want to go putting things like that in a letter.
Look, Ozzy's my best pal. I never lie to him, unless it's going to do me some good. Hey, listen to what I've put. Dear Ozzy Factum.
Aye, you want to be careful, you know his dad might read that.
I know, that's why I changed it. I usually call him Baron
Bell. Well, all right. Leave it back to him.
Right, now listen. We have been here for a whole day, but it only seems like a month. It usually takes 5 hours to get here by car, but Alfie Brabham managed to do it in 7.
Ah, very funny.
By 5 o'clock, we were 3 miles from the caravan site. By 6 o'clock, we were 23 miles from the caravan.
Look, I'll tear that letter up if you write any more of that stuff.
Oh, all right, I'll skip the next page. Ah, here we are. This is about our Susan trying to have a bath in the sink.
What?
Well, a wash. All right, I'll skip her as well. Let's see. Oh, yes. Alfie and me were sleeping in a tent. We put the tent up at 8 o'clock and at 10 past 8. And 8:20 and 8:45.
I've warned you.
All right. I'll miss out the bit about what you said to your girlfriend in the tent.
Who?
You.
Look, I don't want to hear any more. You better send that letter off before I change it into confetti.
Don't tell me the cow proposed to you.
I won't tell you again.
All right. Can you lend me an envelope, please, and a stamp?
Lend you a stamp and an envelope?
Yeah, when we get home, I'll get the letter back from Ozzy and give it to you.
You're as funny as Eddie.
You'll have more than a headache if that cow comes over kissing you again.
Kissing me?
Yeah, the farmer said his bull's very jealous.
Shut up. Now, here's your envelope, and you can take the rest of your things I carried for you. Here, your gun and flippers and your wallet.
Wallet? I haven't got a wallet.
It must be yours. It were wrapped up in your things.
It's not mine. Let's have a look inside. Oh, you daft thing. It's me granddad. Look, there's his name on a letter. Wait. His money.
Hey, there's a lot there.
Yeah, it's all the money he thought he'd lost.
The money for the holiday? And it isn't lost after all? Oh, that's marvellous. Now we can all move to the hotel.
All except me. I'll be moving into the hospital.
Your granddad'll go mad when he finds out you have the money all the time.
If he finds out. Wait a minute. I think I've got an idea. Yeah. That's it. Alfie, you'll have to find that money somewhere else. Somewhere where me granddad might have lost it.
Ah, but he lost it before we left. Well, I mean, he thought he...
In the car. He dropped it on the floor of the car, that's it. And you find it on the... No, better still, Susan can find it.
Oh, look, yeah, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Good, that means it's sensible.
Eh?
Listen, you put the wallet on the floor of the car, I'll send Susan out to you, you get her in the car, say you want to clean it or have a snog or something, and make sure she finds the wallet.
Yeah, I think I see what you're getting at.
Take it easy, Alfie, you'll have steam coming out of your head.
If you start that, I won't help you.
Help me? Help yourself, you mean? Whose haversack was the wallet in all this time? Not mine.
Hey, now, you're not putting the blame on me.
All right, but just do what I tell you. And my granddad will think he dropped the wallet. And we're both in the clear. And tonight, we'll be sleeping in a hotel.
Well, I've fixed everything as well as I can, Pat. The stub should be all right now.
Oh, you've done very well, Father. And don't worry, we'll have a nice holiday, you see.
Oh, yes, we sure do now.
Well, I hope so. I hate to feel I've ruined things for everybody.
Now then, you didn't lose your wallet on purpose.
No, I mean, it could have happened to anybody. I'm not cross with you, Grandad. Nobody should be cross if somebody accidentally puts a wallet where they don't know they've put it. I mean...
I know what you're trying to say, son, and it's very nice of you to take it that way.
Well, you'd do the same for me, won't you? I mean, wouldn't you? I mean...
Of course he would. Now off you go, Father, down to the village pub. You've earned a drink the way you've worked today.
Oh, he can't go out yet. They haven't found... they're not open.
They've been open an hour.
Oh, yes, but there was something I wanted you to do first. It's very important, Grandad.
All right, now, what is it?
What?
What you want him to do that's so important.
Oh, that. Oh, yes. Hey, there's a fox in the field over there. See, chasing the sheep. Look.
Fox? Where? Oh, away with you. That's the farmer's sheepdog.
Oh, is it? Well, fancy a sheepdog out there with the sheep.
Where else would it be?
Look, Jimmy, what did you want me to do?
Oh, well, chase the fox, if it had been a fox. But you needn't bother, because it's a sheepdog.
What are you babbling about?
It's a miracle, a real stroke of luck. It's a chance in a million.
Don't overdo it.
Susan found it in the car, didn't you?
Yes, but there's something I don't understand.
What has she found, Alfie?
Your granddad's wallet with all his money in.
Oh, that's smashing, isn't it, Grandad?
It's wonderful. And all the money's there.
Oh, yeah, me and Jimmy counted. Bah, me leg!
Sorry, Alfie, me foot slipped.
Oh, that is good news, isn't it, Father?
Oh, what a relief. Mind, I can't understand how it got in the car. I lost it before we set off.
Yes, you thought you did, but it must have been in your clothes somewhere, and when you sat in the car, it dropped on the floor.
But I didn't find it on the floor.
I thought you said it was on the floor, Alfie.
Yeah, but I changed my mind. I thought the seat was better. Yeah, but she found it on the seat.
That's what I can't understand.
Well, it obviously dropped out of Grandad's pocket or something. Somewhere on the seat when he sat down.
Exactly. It's obvious to anybody with a bit of sense.
Is it? Well, Grandad sat in the back and yet I found the wallet on the front seat.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Jim. I forgot your granddad.
Well, it doesn't matter where he was, does it, Mum? Eh?
I agree with Susan. There's something funny about this. I mean, why didn't we find it on the front seat yesterday?
Because I didn't put it there till today.
Oh, don't some mothers have them?
Look, I don't want to talk to you. I demand to see the manager of this hotel.
I am the manager of this hotel. The receptionist is having her dinner.
Calm down, Father.
Calm down? I booked these rooms months ago.
Yes, and you cancelled them 2 days ago.
Yeah, but you said that we'd left it too late to cancel.
Aye. You said I'd lost my deposit. £10.
If we couldn't let the rooms. Well, we did manage to let them yesterday, so your £10 will be refunded.
I don't want my £10. I want rooms for 5 people.
How many times must I tell you I haven't one room vacant?
Come on, Alfie. going to be smashing this, Grandad. There's a swimming pool out the back.
Oh, well, you'll probably be sleeping in it. Face down.
Father!
Well, it's all his fault.
What's up now?
Well, thanks to you, Grandad cancelled the rooms, and now they've been let. We've got nowhere to sleep tonight.
Oh, surely they can find somewhere to put you, Susan. They must have a dustbin.
Don't you be cheeky. You're in enough trouble already.
Yes, I'd keep my mouth shut if I were you.
Me? It's your big mouth that got me in the trouble. I didn't put the wallet in the car till today.
Yeah. I just got confused. I lost my head.
And I bet you didn't know it was gone till you went to blow your nose.
Oh, shut up. I'm having enough bother here without listening to you two.
Now, look, Father, we're wasting our time here. We'll just have to go to another hotel.
Well, I'm afraid there isn't another hotel at Lakeside. The nearest one's about 20 miles away.
Oh, dear, but the lake is the reason we came here.
That finishes it. The best thing we can do is to clear off home right now.
Well, we could go back to the farm.
Oh, no, Alfie. I've never spent two more uncomfortable nights in my life.
No, Mum, and you were at the other end. I was sleeping next to me, Grandad. It was all right for Alfie. He only had to sleep with the cow.
Just a moment. I'd forgotten. I fixed some people up on Monday, just the other side of the lake. Oh, it's not up to our standard, of course, but very comfortable, I believe.
Oh, thank goodness. Do you think we'll be able to get in?
Well, they had plenty of accommodation then. I'll ring them for you.
Oh, good. It's near the lake, you say?
Right beside it.
Hey, mister, when you ring up this hotel, tell them I want a room on my own. And Alfie wants his straw changing every day.
Well, it isn't a hotel. I've told you, there isn't one.
What is it, a guest house?
No, the Sunnyside Caravan site.
Oh, that's the laugh, isn't it, Alfie?
It's comical,
that's
isn't it?
That's funny, isn't it, Grandad? No, it isn't.
No,
Grandad,
it isn't.
Calm down. I'm not laughing. Honest, I'm crying. I mean, I will be. Stop it, Mum.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and John Graham as the manager of the hotel. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, you'll all be pleased to know it turned out all right. The caravan site was smashing. There were lots of kids. Football, table tennis, bingo, even a pub. And it cost £10 less than the hotel. So even me grandad was in a good temper. Until I asked him what he was going to buy me with the money I'd saved him. Ta-ra!